Welcome to another episode of the Photo Facts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Ooh, yeah!
Okay, that was great.
Yeah.
Okay, good start.
I have to always do something, you know.
I didn't know that was the thing.
So, are you guys wondering, like you listeners, are you wondering what the hell?
Like what all the noise is in the background?
Yes, the doggies. We got Noelle and Bella just wanting some love, wanting some attention.
Lily Bell's laying on the floor. Scarlett's on my desk.
And Bella is shoving a shoe
between my legs.
Welcome back, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we're on a long break.
We had a long break. It's actually been pretty busy. We've had a lot of things going on.
Yep.
Personal life and business, and we're getting back to it.
We're trying.
Okay, we may have to do a pause just for the dogs.
Yeah.
How do I pause this thing?
Hold down the record. So anyway.
Anyway, we're back.
Sorry, I ate a couple pretzels.
That's okay. You can eat while we're on the podcast. We are drinking. We should clean.
I'm done.
Oh, do you need more?
No.
You're good?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, what's happened to you lately?
Oh, just lots of stuff.
Completely unscripted episode.
Oh, as usual.
As usual.
Well, I have a body in the shop.
Camera what's your name?
I wish. Anyway,
you have an XT3 body,
right?
It's in the shop.
It's in the shop. It's going to cost me a pretty penny to get fixed. I'm probably not going to go the route of PPA insurance because, you know, it's what I pay for. But I mean, what a fiasco to try to get it done because of my homeowner's insurance covers
a portion of it.
A portion of it.
And that's something good to talk about because that's a great benefit of the PPA is that you get some insurance basically built in for your membership that you pay yearly. But before the PPA insurance will pay off, they ask you if they're the only insurance.
Right. And you have to prove that you're not. You have to prove it, I guess, by having the insurance deny you know, that you don't have, you know, homeowner's insurance, you know, that you don't, or any other insurance. And plus it's not worth the claim, you know, to hit my homeowner's insurance, my brand new homeowner's insurance.
But if they deny the claim, is it still considered a claim?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, all right. So here's the difference between Jim and I. So mine, when I turned mine in, I got a letter from the insurance saying that no, they would not cover professional equipment outside my home.
So was yours a claim or was it an inquiry?
Well, they gave me a letter. It wasn't a claim.
No, I'm saying on your end,
On my end, I called my agent up and said, hey, listen, I'm going to file this claim with the PPA and they want to know for sure that my homeowner's insurance isn't covering any of this. And he said, nope, it isn't. And I will write you a letter.
Right.
So he wrote me a letter that said that it would not cover any business equipment that was not covered by homeowner's insurance. So then that letter just went to the PPA, and they, I think it was $150,
$200? No, it's $250.
$250.
Yeah, the first one.
The first one. So $250 deductible, and then they paid the rest of the repairs. On yours, your homeowner's insurance will pay
$200.
$200.
They'll cover $200 offsite, which is weird. And then what's weird about it it'll cover $1,000 if it's onsite. I thought it would be the other way around.
But. Well, probably because if it's onsite, it's more protected at your house than if it's out.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So you would have to actually file and process a claim
that
would go against your insurance policy.
Yeah, and $200 is not going to even
touch. That's not worth it.
No.
That's not worth it.
No, at all. That's what my agent said. So anyway.
So what's the repair bill?
$1,000, just over $1,000.
Well, dude, a brand new XT3 is 11, 12?
No, it's $1,499.
For a brand new one. Mm-hmm. $1,499.
Yep. So, right. $1,699 for an XT4.
It's only $100 difference?
No, that's $200 difference. 200.
$14.99 versus $15.99.
No, $16.99.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, my math is, it's my second language.
Well, I wish it was mine, because it's definitely not mine.
All right, so what's the option? What's the plan?
Save up the money to get it fixed, or buy another one.
I think I'd just buy another one.
Well, it'll be a while.
I mean,
that's... So I'm borrowing a body from Jamie, so...
Now, again, just listeners, the bodies we're talking about are camera bodies?
Camera bodies, yes.
Yes.
X-T3, yep.
It's good. Awesome. Well, I would just get another camera body.
Well, that's the hope.
That's the hope.
You know.
If you wait long enough, the new, because you shoot a lot of video, the new, what is it, the H1 version 2 or the H2 is supposed to come out.
Yeah, but isn't that the view, what do you call it, the... I got to talk loud. That damn noise gate.
That noise gate's a pain.
The one, the what do you call it? Oh, isn't that one a...
So the H1, the X-H1, was an XT,
And rangefinder.
No, it's not a rangefinder.
No, it's not.
No, it's a SLR. And it came out, I believe, the same time as the XT. T3 or the XT2? I think the XT3.
Let me butt in here.
Yeah.
What is the X-Pro 3?
That's a rangefinder style. Yes.
Okay.
So the X-Pro 3 is a rangefinder style. And then in Fuji talk, the T is a SLR style.
Oh.
So
if you don't know what a rangefinder is, go Google it. No, I'm just kidding.
Go Google it.
It's got a weird viewfinder on it. That's all I got to say.
It's
in a different position.
Yes. It's basically like a box with a hole in it.
Right.
So the H1, we're going to have to double check that. But I think the H1 had an in-body image stabilization.
Yes, you're right.
And it was a bigger body and was designed more for video.
Right. So is it the H2?
And I think the H2 is coming out.
Well,
I think I read that on Fuji Rumors.
Okay.
So... if you wait long enough, that might be the one.
I'll check it out.
Could be.
Because I love it. Because Jamie walks around with the X-T4 handheld. Although, I will say, it is a little shaky, but, you know.
What's shaky?
The footage.
Oh, you're talking about when she shoots video.
Right. When she's shooting video handheld, she does it all the time, which is cool, but... You know, you kind of want a handheld look sometimes, you know?
Well, okay, so that's something that's interesting that you brought that up since we're just talking here. I just picked up a DJI Pocket 2.
Right.
And it's a...
And I used it at the last wedding.
Yes, you did. Did you look at the footage?
I did. It's just awesome.
It was
dark in that room right, for sure. And something else I got to mention in a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, it's great. Great footage.
Really?
4K.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't look at it, and I used it for some behind the scenes this weekend. And I just mounted to a tripod and kind of stuck it in the corner and just let it run.
It's very stable too.
But see, that's one thing that I had read on that is it's three axis. Well, so if you're not moving, the footage is really stable. But if you walked with it, I guess it's that fourth axis of you going up and down.
That's with any, even with a gimbal, you'll have that. You got to walk like a ninja.
So then you'll have the same thing with the X-T4, right? Because it's...
Oh, yeah.
Because I think isn't the stabilization on the X-T4, is it like two axis?
I don't know. No, it's... I think it's...
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's just a... It's constant. It's like it's all the way. I don't know what to call it, but it's we're motioning.
We're motioning each other and like going
all the way around. I mean, it's not. There's no four axis or something. I don't know.
Maybe it's just different. Maybe we're.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, I just know it works.
What I was going to mention.
Yes. Please do mention.
Very, very frustrating situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jamie and I, we're shooting a wedding. We're at the reception. It is almost black. Almost black in there. I had two LED lights. My batteries, my big fat LED Sony, batteries were, well, they're not Sony brand, but the big fat
batteries
that go on the on the light. Those things don't last long, any of them. Jamie even said, full charge, two batteries on each light, and they lasted a little while. And we're sitting there shooting the reception, had them setting up that nice big star around them and stuff for video. And they just went off. But that's not the frustrating thing. The frustrating thing
that
was...
That sounds pretty frustrating if you had light and, then you didn't have light.
That was it, yes. But Jamie's side by side. She's right next to me. She's shooting the X-T4 video. I'm shooting the X-T3. I'm at 12,800 ISO, the highest it will go.
Okay.
And I'm at... I think I was at F4, but even at 2.8, my screen was like, you couldn't see much, right?
Okay.
There was some light in there. But I'm just saying, it was very dark. I look over at Jamie's screen. She's at 5, she switched from like 5,000 to 6,400, and her screen is fucking bright.
No kidding.
You can see everything. Of course, we both had lights. We both had our little LED lights mounted on her. She had one on top of her camera. I had one on my gimbal. Same lights, 100% power, you know. And her screen was way brighter than mine.
Okay. What about the end footage? Did the end footage look better? And the reason I'm saying is, she have had her exposure preview turned off?
Like her LED or LCD or whatever?
Right.
Bright? I don't think so, but I'll have to look at it. But it was pretty shocking.
If you guys were side by side, then you should be able to see the same video, like, side by side.
Right, but I mean, she's at 6,400 and I'm at 12,000.
It doesn't make any sense.
Unbelievable. I was like looking at my, you know, and I don't know what, if she was at, well, she was shooting, I think she was shooting 4K and she was, I think she was at, I don't know. I don't know if she was at 60 frames or not, because, you know, you want to double your, I'm at 125th, my shutter. Because I'm shooting 60 frames.
Okay.
So obviously 125th is going to be darker. That could have been it, but I don't think going to a 60th or whatever she was at
would have made that much of a difference.
Unless she was at like freaking, you know, 15th of a second, but which would not be good for video.
I guess you're going to find out when you look at that footage.
Oh yes. if she was at, you know, 60th or less, it's going to be, you know.
But she has the stabilization, so if she shot at a 15th.
Yeah, but it'll be a lot of blur, motion blur.
Oh, gotcha. From the people moving.
From the people moving, yes.
Not from her moving.
Correct.
Yes. God, video has so much stuff. I really respect videographers a lot.
Yeah,
and what they do.
It is definitely a lot of work. But
did you have any audio problems this time?
No. Well, I will. It wasn't our deal. I don't know what the deal was, but the audio for the speaker, for the sound, the DJ, during the ceremony, he had a mic. The officiant had a mic.
Okay. Plugged into the DJ.
His cut out a few times. And then Shannon, your daughter, said that she heard it cut out on the headphones.
Huh.
But I'm like, what? I don't know how it did that. Cause you know, mine was. Anyway, mine, I was using the Rode Go 2, you know, Rode.
Right, and it records on board as a backup.
Right, I haven't checked the cutout yet, but it was during, it was an area where it was okay to cut out. But anyway, I'm going to check that out.
Awesome.
I'm currently copying all that stuff to Dropbox because we're outsourcing that.
Because I like outsourcing.
This is the second video. Well, we just sent off another one because I'm just too busy. I don't have time to do a wedding. It took me forever to do the last wedding. Anyway, he does a great job, and well, at least his samples are awesome. We haven't seen what he does on our work, but anyway, I'm on a tangent.
That's okay. That's what we do. We're all tangent.
So anyway, it was really frustrating to see that side by side in person.
But you were just basing that on the screen brightness that she had.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely...
I would definitely look at it.
When I get home, I'm going to check the footage.
I mean,
she just got it to me.
There might be some difference, but I would definitely check the settings to see. Because she may have, like you said, she may have been at a 15th or an 8th of a second. Because you can go lower, right?
Yeah, it's just going to be, you know, I've not done it, but I'm assuming it would be like streaks, like you're shooting a slow shutter feed in stills, it's going to be kind of blurry, I would think.
Like the motion wouldn't be very clean.
Yeah.
Because I know if you go too high.
It's jittery.
It's jittery because it's like a lot of very sharp still frames, and it doesn't have like a transitional blur between frames.
Right.
Makes it look cinematic. That's the key word that everybody says these days. Cinematic.
Cinematic, that's right.
I mean, you can sell a lot of filters by going, this is a UV filter, cinematic.
Yeah. You can say, this is a, I don't know, I was trying to be funny.
That was pretty good. That was good.
Was that good?
That was great.
Yeah.
Speaking of cinematic, No. It's, you know, I do my reading every Sunday. Yeah. And honestly, Jim, for the last couple of months, there really hasn't been anything like overtly interesting to share. Because, you know, I normally share with the group that we have on Voxer. And,
yeah.
Or I'll send some. Well, actually, there was an update to the Rode software they came out with for the Rode Go 2.
Yeah, I had already seen that. When you sent that, I had already seen that.
You already seen it.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been a lot. However, there seems to be an uptick in the Pro Mist filters. Have you been seeing that, like, you know, on Instagram or Facebook ads or
Pro
anything?
Pro Mist?
Yes, Pro Mist. Or they'll call it like a Black Mist filter.
What does it do?
Well, the Black Mist one will kind of...
So like a lot of grain or something? Or?
No, it kind of like diffuses your highlights. And it's actually a cool effect, but I just wanted to bring the point that this was something that we used a long time ago back in the film days. And in fact, we used to grab knee highs, black stocking knee highs, and would stretch it over a filter. And then would shoot through
that with just a regular UV filter?
Yeah, just like a row. Actually, we would bust out the glass and just stretch it over it. Then we'd glue the edges, screw it on the lens, and it would kind of be like a very light, soft focus. But if you use black, it only really affects
the highlights.
Huh. Like it makes the highlights kind of like bloom. Like,
well, I did that with a regular stocking.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Took some pictures. I was playing around with it at the job I was at. And it's a very soft filter, you know.
Right.
Man, I'm hating this noise gate. But it's okay.
It's okay?
It's
hang
okay.
on, I'll just
have to...
How about that? I'm going to turn it down a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, because when I talk low... Okay, good. Yeah.
That better?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But it kept cutting out. But yes, so I'm trying to remember. It was kind of an overall soft, I think.
Right, depending on which color stocking you use.
Regular skin tone.
Yeah, you'll get you different effects. But right. That seems to be really... And then they go on, they're like, the Black Mist cinematic filter.
They have to add the cinematic.
Makes everything cinematic.
Oh, man.
And that seems to be like a big keyword for this year that I've been noticing a lot more. It's like the TV commercials. You'll watch TV and there'll be commercials for restless leg syndrome. Go talk to your doctor about, you know, every year there's a different medicine or disease that you need to worry about.
I'm trying to remember who that, I think it was it Jamie was talking about that the other day at some event we were shooting, and somebody was talking about restless leg syndrome, and I'm like, you know, but I can't remember who it was. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
And we should probably tell the listeners that we're talking about Jamie Cobb from Rent Photoville.
Yeah, Rent Photoville.
RentPhotoville.com.
She's an awesome human, just saying.
Awesome human, dog mama,
yeah.
And event hustler.
Well, she's a business guru.
She is a business
marketing guru. And business. I mean, God.
Have you been to her house?
Oh, hell yeah. I shot it.
Oh, my God.
I shot it before it was furnished.
I think that's probably the biggest island I have ever seen in the house.
You know, like, and the marble on both the edges, not just the top.
Oh, how about the microwave? The microwave that pulls out like a drawer.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
What is that? She's like, this is the new thing. I'm like, please.
I think it's cool. I loved it.
It was awesome.
Very cool to look at the builder. The builder now has, her has her. They didn't mention me. That's fine. I don't care. It wasn't my gig. It was Jamie's gig. I just shot it for her. So I shot her house, and I shot the house across the street, the model home across the street. And both of those houses are on their Facebook page. They're, you know, talking about, this is our blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, this is our model home.
It was a, huh?
This is our model home.
Yeah,
this is our, it was like, very whatever.
Cool to see my images on there, so.
Sweet. But you've had your images in a lot of other places.
Yes, on the internet, on those internets.
Didn't you have some pictures in like the Oklahoma Pet magazine recently?
No.
Really? Who am I thinking about?
Wasn't me. I haven't had any pictures on there in forever. I think I had an ad or two in
some time ago.
A couple different issues. But I did have some cover images years ago for Homes and Land. I shot covers for them several times.
Oh, yeah. What was that magazine?
Homes and Land.
That was the name of the magazine?
Yes. They have another one called Luxury, and it's spelled weird.
That's what it is.
But
yes.
I actually saw her at one of the shoots that I was shooting for somebody. And I told her, I'd love to shoot for you again. She goes, oh, yeah, I'd love that. And but I don't know if she was just blowing smoke. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's nice, you know. She's like, yeah, I've seen your images. They're looking great and blah, blah, blah. Like, well, I'd love to shoot for you.
That's a good transition into getting clients in today's new society. I find it interesting that I go to Sonic almost every day.
Oh, no.
And when I say...
For your pretzel?
No.
Oh.
No. I am hooked on a Route 44 water with triple cranberry and triple lemon.
That's what you get.
That's what I get every day.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm hooked on.
What are you hooked on?
You know what I'm hooked on. What do I eat?
Chicken.
No. That's
you don't eat chicken?
That's so 90s. Oh, I love chicken, but the Raising Cane's. Oh yeah, that's
wait a minute.
That's on the back burner.
I haven't talked to you in forever. Are you hooked on something new?
Yeah, Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Oh yeah,
I forgot.
That. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Sonic. Because we were talking about Sonic, and you said,
but that's a restaurant, kind of.
Well, yes.
It's a place to eat.
But we were talking about Sonic, and then you're like, you know what I'm hooked on? And I'm like, I thought it was a Sonic product you were talking about.
No.
I didn't know if you were talking about the new Sonic chicken sandwich.
No, I haven't.
I haven't tried that yet?
Sonic in forever. The only thing I like at Sonic is their ice.
Cold as ice.
I actually bought... They're bags of ice. I mean, they sell bags of ice, so.
But when I went to Sonic today, it was a 20-minute wait.
Oh, God.
And I get to the window. They're very apologetic for the wait. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? Obviously, they know me because I'm there every day.
It was one person.
They had one cook and two people behind the counter.
My gosh.
And that's it.
How many car hops?
That two.
Oh, geez.
One person behind the counter and one car hop.
Oh, wow.
Three people in the building.
You know, and they tell you why?
They just said they're trying to hire more people. Nobody.
It's just, I've heard, a lot of places, like even Tropical Smoothie Cafe, some of their stores don't even have.
Yeah, you can't go inside.
Yeah, and they don't have enough help.
I know.
Like it's like they're COVID scared or something.
I can't understand. Someone told me that August was the most amount of people leaving work, like just quitting.
Wow.
Like in decades.
Well, I've even heard it from a builder that I shoot for.
Right.
They said we just can't get anybody to work. Nobody wants to work.
I don't understand. I really don't understand.
Like, what are you independently wealthy or something? Or are you a brat and you got parents paying for shit? I mean,
I don't know. I'm lost. So I hope our listeners can tune in and kind of because honestly, I don't watch the news the way I used to.
It's the age group, dude. I mean, the younger kids. I mean,
do you think so?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what I asked them. Is it the younger? He said, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of people need work. I mean, don't we have a high unemployment? And I don't know. I'm just asking.
If it's unemployment, it's by choice. It sounds like. You know? It's like, oh, no, I don't want to work. Oh, okay. Yeah. You go and live off of the government.
Oh, my God. Okay. So what else? What else can we talk about?
Well, let's see. Let me think.
What would be a good thing to talk about?
Probably something photography related.
We're not going to do the photography news like the other guys are.
No, I'm saying no.
Photography news.
Yeah, no. I mean, we should do something photography related instead of talking about Sonic.
But,
or Tropical Cafe. Or
Tropical
It's Tropical Smoothie Cafe, but I've heard recently they call it Tropical Cafe.
I think Tropical Cafe is better, isn't it?
It's easier.
It's definitely easier.
TSC.
Well, did you hear that Apple has a new, I don't know, show, premiere, whatever, like October 18th?
Oh, like an announcement?
Yes. and they should be announcing the new MacBook Pros with the new M1X chip.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard about that. You know, I was like, I just bought mine, you know, the M1.
Oh, I just got mine.
Like, and they're like, it's going to be so much faster than the M1. I'm like, oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like 10 times faster.
Yeah, that's great.
It's supposed to be but that happens with all technology.
Everything. It's everything. You can't ever be current.
No, you'd go broke being current.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, business-wise, you know, buying the most current, best of the best, I don't know what kind of money you would have to charge to stay ahead of the game.
Exactly.
So that's probably not good. But
there are people out there that, you know, like YouTubers and stuff that are always getting the latest and greatest, but they don't pay for it most of the time.
No. They get it temporarily. Sometimes they have to turn it back.
Sometimes, yeah.
Some of us get to keep it.
So, I'm playing with my cord.
Oh, my God. We're just going to call this like bodies, cords, and Sonic.
Yeah. Bodies? Yeah, bodies.
Mm.
So, you know, just been... living, just surviving, shooting.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I mean, I've had moments of like extreme busyness. Like this week, mm-hmm. Photocon's coming up. I have a lot of stuff going on, plus work.
Speaking of
Photocon, so that's at the end of the month, 29th and 30th in Wewoka, Oklahoma. Go to photoconokc.com to get details. There you go. But back to the work. You know, I've had moments of or weeks of extreme work, and then the very next week, it's like I'm twiddling my thumbs.
I can relate so much. Yes,
I mean, definitely not steady, mm-hmm. up and down, right. Ebb and flow kind of thing.
Yeah,
and as a photographer, we're kind of solopreneurs that we basically toil in a dark room at night.
Yeah. I've been so busy, like the last couple of weeks, I've actually referred people to you and I got a list of people that I refer to. So it's a select list, and I refer. I mean, I don't know if anybody's been called or not, but I just wasn't able to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've had to pass on a couple of things as well.
Yeah, but what's crazy is, you know, today was an in-office day, but I did have a shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw in stuff if, you know, they needed me to. But anyway, there's days where I've got like five houses, but the day before or the day after is nothing. It just baffles my brain because why did all these people
need it on this particular day?
On this day. Like, it could be maybe there's one realtor or maybe a builder on one that has two of those. But there's, you know, three or four other people. They didn't choose the day after or the day before. It's just, it just always blows my mind that that happens.
What,
you know,
what would you say your busiest day is for shooting houses?
Oh,
that's, I mean, does it vary?
It varies a lot. Yeah.
So it's not like, oh my God, I'm always packed on Wednesdays, or, you know, Thursdays is a shoot day because everybody's trying to show on Friday or something like that.
You know, I can't really nail it down. I don't think that it matters. I mean, maybe there is a pattern, but I don't recall, because, you know, it's Tuesday. There's any day of the week could be busy.
I hate shooting on Mondays. I hate scheduling stuff on Mondays because stuff happens over the weekend, and then, like, you know, Monday morning you'll get up, sit down, look at your schedule, and go, let me confirm with these clients, and there's always something that happens. I try and steer people to Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah.
And then Mondays is more of a catch up over the weekend, get a couple of edits done from, you know, a weekend shoot or maybe a Friday shoot, but uh-huh. Try not to shoot a live one.
Well, fortunately for my business, I have two of my genres of my business, that the real estate and the headshots are all online scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody needs to reschedule, they just do it. But sometimes I get those people, I don't know how to reschedule. So I actually recently sent out an email showing them how to reschedule, because I actually couldn't find it myself. It's a little bitty tiny link underneath on my platform, the real estate platform, where uh-huh. they little bitty tiny link that says need to reschedule. You can't even see it. Hardly, you know. So I sent out an email.
Is that on purpose?
I don't know. It doesn't bother me because I get paid in advance most of the time. Well, you need to reschedule? No problem. I'll just sit here and do some other stuff that I need to do.
Yeah.
So they're always so apologetic, but I'm like, no big deal. I can sit there and do some other stuff I need to.
Unless you're already on site and they go, I'm sorry, we're not there.
Well, that's happened, but rarely does that happen. But that has happened to me. I'm like right down the street.
Did you make a video and send it to them or?
No. I just like I a did a screenshot. Yeah, I did a screenshot, and then I even threw in, "Hey, I can do a what was it? I sent them, you know, like an item that they could do." I can't remember what it was. Oh no, it was business card video. I think yes, business card video.
Oh, that you can do business card videos for them. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Just basically a 30-second. Hey, I'm so and so, and blah 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 blah. You know, so that was kind of a sales pitch, if you will, in the email. So I just send it to the people that are on my platform. And then the headshots is a different platform, but it's very easy for them to reschedule. I had one person just every time it was getting close, she rescheduled like four times, all in the same couple of weeks.
But really?
I remember now it was family stuff. Somebody passed away or something, and she was trying to figure it all out. But anyway, you know, stuff happens.
It does. It does happen a lot. Well, good.
So if you're interested in any of the platforms I'm using, just, you know, reach out and ask.
Yeah. How can they find you, Jim?
They can find us at, what is our email? Twins. Twins.
It's been so damn long.
We don't even know who we are.
Twins@photofaxpodcast.com. or you can reach out to me, jim@jimfelder.com. So,
I'm gonna say that Castle Spirits was good, but man, it hit me sideways.
Oh, did it really?
I'm just sitting here. It's been 32 minutes, and I'm sitting here kind of
feeling it.
Kind of feeling it.
I'm not feeling nothing. I had like a little drip of.
That's all I had was a little drip. I gave you more.
You did?
I did. You got two kidneys. I only got one.
Oh, that's true.
I figured you could process faster. You just probably higher maintenance.
I guess.
The podcast that has nothing for you. That's okay. We'll get back on schedule. We'll get back with some good information. In the meantime, catching up.
And yeah, we had a guest. We didn't have a guest this time. We'll have some guests.
I don't know. I do have some guests.
Do you?
I do have some people lined up.
Okay, good.
Okay. Let me hang on. Let me find the list.
While we're doing that, let's do this, okay?
This podcast is sponsored by Rode Microphones, the Australian pro audio powerhouse making incredible gear for podcasters, vloggers, filmmakers, musicians, and audio engineers.
Thank you. That was actually really good. Yeah. Okay. So let me tell you what happened to me on Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
You stubbed your toe.
No. I don't have a tub to stow. See how it's hit me already?
You don't have a toe to stub?
That's it. That's the one. Okay.
You don't have a tub to stow either, right?
No, I don't have a tub either. Okay. So I went and did a headshot gig. And while I was doing it, one of the people I photographed was a photographer.
I remember this story.
Okay. But, you know, your knee-jerk reaction, the knee-jerk reaction is, you know, she's a lot younger than I am. I've been shooting probably longer than she's been alive. Mm-hmm. And immediately, your old man grumpiness comes out. And you go like...
Well, it doesn't come out. But
it doesn't come out. It's already out.
Well, yes. But you were nice.
Oh, of course I was nice. And... I'm just going to tell you, her name is Michelle, okay? Because I'm going to give her a shout out because we talked about different people we know in the wedding industry, and she didn't know the people I mentioned, and I didn't know the people she mentioned because we run into different circles.
Yeah, you have a small little circle that you...
Correct.
Well, you have a bigger circle because you're out there. You are right. In the...
But still, yeah, the people that still. I look up and admire... are the people that she's never actually heard of. She's never heard of Jerry Giannis, which will be at PhotoCon at the end of the month.
Yeah.
I mean, people in Oklahoma are losing their mind.
Yeah. I mean, he's not even from here. He's freaking from Australia. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, he's from Australia.
He's a well-known wedding photographer and...
Probably one of the top wedding photographers in the world won awards out the wazoo.
I would think, okay, if you're a photographer, you may or may not know of him, but if you are a wedding photographer and you aspire to be better, I was just shocked that she didn't know who he was.
I was too. So, and this is what you'll hear me say this a lot. I think a lot of people have heard me say this. Seek first to understand. Mm. Because if you can understand the other person, then you can build a bridge. Okay?
Yeah.
So I asked this person, I asked Michelle, I was like, could you please write down the people that you follow, the ones that you think are like the top of the top? And she gave me a list. And I have been looking at these people's website, and I'm going to probably murder some of their names. Mm-hmm. I would love to have these people on the podcast because... I want to hear from them. I've never heard of them. And I think that it would be interesting. I'd love to hear if our listeners have heard of these names.
These right here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll say it. They look pretty simple, but watch me mess them up. Okay. So Melissa Marshall. These are wedding photographers.
These are wedding photographers. I think the first group is in Oklahoma.
Okay. Melissa Marshall. Peyton Byford. Yeah, I'm used to saying Bedford. So Byford.
Byford.
Peyton Byford. Chelsea Reese. I've kind of heard. I feel like I've heard.
Okay.
That. Trisha Miller. Not sure. And Josh something Press.
I think it's Josh and Prez. So it's like an Instagram, like Josh and Prez.
Oh. Okay.
Or Prez and Josh. I'm not sure which one it is.
Now, what are these?
These are ones that are out of town.
Okay. India Earl.
Yes.
In Utah. Raven Rose Films in Eastern Walker, Utah, right? Is that what that means?
Let's see. What's it say? It says her handwriting. Yeah, I think that's his name. Eston Walker?
Looks like Eastern.
Maybe it's Eastern Walker.
Well, no, Easton.
Easton.
Yeah, Eastern Walker.
Eastern Walker.
Okay, yeah.
Utah.
Montana Lee.
That's one like Montana Lee.
Oh, Montana Lee.
Montana. I actually know a Montana.
Booger.
Duger.
I don't know him, but I shot an event for him for you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I think I follow him somewhere. Davin.
I don't know.
Charles. Davin Charles.
Yes.
And Emily Majors.
Yes.
Majors.
So, man, I went to some of the websites. I have to say it's not entirely my style because these are very natural light, very organic, unposed. But, dude, I appreciate it. I mean, I look at it and go, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish I had the talent to be able to do that, but I'm kind of in my lane.
Yeah.
You know, I do my thing.
Sure, that's
and it's not a good thing or a bad thing. I can look at it and go, wow. And I would like to have these people on because the interesting part for me is, you know, Melissa's circle and my circle are not overlapping where, oh, I've heard of that person and you've heard of one of my people. Like, uh-huh. We don't overlap at all. And I would I'm always interested to learn or to know how the younger generation of photographers is learning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's a lot YouTube, that kind of thing, which I get. I mean, I look at some YouTube videos as well. But how are they learning photography? How are they approaching it? You know, what's their, I don't know, their, what's their life mm-hmm. like?
Yeah.
You know, how are they coming about this kind of thing?
Exactly. Yeah. What's their inspiration? What are they getting inspired from? Who's inspiring them? What are they doing to be inspired? I would think, you know, going to a workshop or looking at somebody and their things or whatever, you get inspiration, you get ideas, you get not even just inspiration, but just the networking of your fellow photographers. Hey, Melissa or Michelle, if you're listening, who Is it, do you go to?
I'm sorry, you're right. It's Michelle. I think I said Melissa by mistake.
No, no, no. I think you were right. I just said Melissa on there.
No, anyway. No, you're right. It's Michelle. Oh, at the very top. Okay, yeah.
So I'm just curious. Do you go to workshops? Do these
I bet you they do.
These younger people, do they go to workshops? Do they network with other photographers? You know?
But I think their networking is different. Like, and again, I don't know. So if some of these people I've mentioned you know of, please tag us in the comments. Now, we would love to hear about
it. When I say networking, do you get together with other photographers? Even if it's one person, you know, do you have fellow photographers that you talk to or meet with on a regular basis just as a friend or as a person of someone that's going to teach you, you know, that you want to maybe not necessarily a mentor, but someone that you look up to or someone that helps you, you know. So the thing is, you know, she hadn't heard about WPPI.
Hadn't heard about WPPI.
She hadn't heard about the PPA?
I don't think we talked about the PPA.
Okay.
I don't think we talked about the PPA, but WPPI. And she did hear about Photocon, but she said that wasn't her scene.
Right.
And that's okay. So I'm curious from these people.
Right.
We should bring them on the podcast and see what their scene is. I'm interested to learn.
Exactly. So if there's something that they're doing that we don't know about, then I'm all
ears.
You know, but if you're not networking with other people, and the same thing that I'm saying is going to workshops, going to a camera club, or going to I don't know, whatever, some kind of getting together with other photographers, whether it's single or multiple. I want to know what it is because I'm missing out.
Well, you know,
just because I'm an old guy doesn't mean I don't want to hang with.
Do you think that when COVID hit 2020,
yes,
right, 2020, and we were kind of forced to stay in and communicate all online,
right,
as an older generation, we had a more difficult time accepting that the younger generation basically grew up on, they're internet natives. To them, that's very normal.
Right.
So I wonder if their network is online.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, and let me say this. If that is true for some of you, you are missing out. If you're not doing the face-to-face, because it's, well, now, okay, Zoom, okay, I'll give you that. But it's just not the same.
I don't think it's the same. I think both of them have their purposes.
But it is better than just chatting on Instagram or something, you know.
I think so. Well, just take the Thirsty Thursday that we do for Metro.
Right.
You know, that's just a free event. Any photographer can come out. We just sit around and just... I don't want to say we talk about business because the topics range a lot. And it's created some really good friendships, network opportunities. And even James Robinson, the food photographer, picked up a gig
from
Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, because he was at the venue.
He happened to be at the venue, pulled the stuff out, took some shots, sent it to the owners. They said, oh, my God, this is amazing. Can you come out and shoot the rest of the venue? Oh,
there you go.
And I'm like, now that's pretty awesome. Way to hustle, James.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm shooting a brand new restaurant.
Ooh, do tell.
Thursday, I think. Yes, Thursday.
Thursday?
It's called Rice and Buns.
Really? And when are you doing this?
Thursday.
Like what time Thursday?
Well, I'll have to check.
Because guess what Thursday is?
What?
Our trip to Tulsa.
Yes, I know.
Oh, okay. So this is not interfering with our trip to Tulsa.
Maybe it's Wednesday.
Maybe it's Wednesday. He's checking his schedule.
Yes, it's Wednesday.
Okay, good, good.
Thursday, I do have a networking meeting, speaking of.
Yes.
That's at 8:15. Woo.
And, early.
10 o'clock in the morning, I've got a commercial shoot.
Yeah, we're not going to leave it like noon.
Yeah, that's...
And shout out to Darren. Darren's going to meet us from Wichita. My buddy Darren.
Okay.
Did you meet him when he came down?
I don't know.
He actually came down for a Metro meeting because he wanted to hear. Who did he come down to hear? I can't remember.
Was it Dot?
No, no.
No, because I don't remember anybody being there. Well, what for you?
No, I can't remember who
he was. A while back?
Yeah, it was a while back. I think it was, was it GP?
PG.
PG. Yeah, PG.
I don't know.
I can't remember. Anyway, so he came down to listen to that, and I had made a comment to him. I was like, "Man, don't they have like PPA affiliate, you know, clubs in Kansas City? Because you're in Wichita, and that's just like up the road. It's like 3 hours." He said, "Yeah, but I'm 3 hours from Oklahoma City too."
Oh yeah.
He said, "I'm actually closer to Oklahoma City than I am to Kansas City." Huh. So I'm like, "Okay, cool."
And
so,
he's in
Wichita.
Wichita, yeah.
So he's going to come to the photo walk on Thursday.
Cool.
So if everything goes well, and I keep my fingers crossed that it will, you're going to enjoy the photo walk, yeah. Which is going to be a photo stay. Now, let's just be honest.
We're not going to walk around anywhere.
No. We're going to walk around the center of the universe in Tulsa. Okay.
That is a park, right?
Have you never been there?
Is that the one where we went that one time? It was cold as hell, and we were trying to take pictures.
It had the models. No. That's the gathering place.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay, so this is downtown, and there's a, I don't know if it's a bridge or a crossover or something, and there's like a monument and a plaque, and like you're in the open. Okay, I mean there's buildings around you, but you're in the open.
Yeah,
and you get in this area that's about, I don't know, 5 to 6 foot circumference, and when you talk, there's like an echo.
Cool. Oh,
but you're outside. You're not in a building.
Right.
And it's just hilarious. Like, it freaks me out. Like, you walk in and like you could be like 20 feet from somebody and whisper and they can hear you perfectly clear.
That's cool.
It is bad.
Ass.
Yes.
Okay. So speaking of cold.
Hang on. Guess what we're going to photograph. Pulling out all the stops.
Really?
Yeah.
We're not doing fire, are we?
No, okay. Not doing fire, but we might have to light something on fire. We're going to shoot a band.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
So we're going to have a band out there.
Now, are they going to be playing, or are they going
to
just
I asked them to see if they could at least actually bring guitar. They're going to bring drums, guitars.
Sweet.
I don't know if we have power that we can run.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the
but they could do acoustic
dirty,
type
down
thing.
And dirty acoustic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Even bring a little what do you call those things? Oh my
little,
God.
Little portable amp.
No, it's a, I have one. What is it? Oh my God.
A kazoo.
No, it's a box drum. It's a box drum.
It's a jumbai.
No, that's a
djembe.
Djembe. No, that's a,
not a djembe.
No. Anyway,
cajon. It's a box
cajon.
Drum.
It's a cajon. A cajon, yeah.
What?
C-A-J, I think. Something. It's a cajon.
Really?
Yeah, I have one.
Do you know what that means in Spanish?
What?
Box.
That's what it is. It's a box drum.
Exactly. It's a cajon.
What about my cajones?
That means you have squares in your pants. You have square boxes. You have boxes.
Yeah, but that's what that pain is that I've had. You know,
it's boxes. A square.
Okay.
That's why they call it boxers. Because they're boxes.
I don't wear those.
Oh, my God. We just went south. Quickly. Okay. What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Our 30-minute episode now is in 48 minutes.
Cool. I don't know what I was going to say. I just lost track.
But you're going to say something. Okay. You said something about the box. And then I don't know. So
the acoustic. This just could be totally acoustic.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the echo.
Oh, well, that might be bad, actually.
I mean,
the singer might be going, or the drummer, like, bah, 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 wah. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, but couldn't they put stuff in their ear so they don't hear the echo? And they just, I don't know.
Unless
I don't know
the echo comes, unless the echo, your echo keeps.
Oh my God.
She keeps trying to say something, we keep butting in. Anyway.
Oh my God.
The echo.
Hang on, let's see. We'll bring this over here to my echo. So I have an Alexa, but in the office, I name it Echo. Echo, tell me about the Photo Facts podcast. Hey, Echo, tell me about the Photo Facts podcast.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Of course.
There you go, listeners. You heard it straight from Alexa. No one knows.
But we are on there.
But yes, we are.
Echo, play the Photo Facts podcast.
I couldn't find photo.
Oh, you're a lying ass.
I'm asking you to recommend a podcast.
Oh, well, we're on there. Let's try that. Hey, Echo. Recommend a photography podcast.
Sure. Photography. I found some podcasts you might be interested in from Amazon Music. There's one called Photography AF. Would you like to play it?
No.
No, next one.
You want to play Photography AF?
No. Right? No.
No.
All right. Another option is the podcast, The Beginner Photography Podcast.
Never heard of that one either.
Do you want to try it?
No.
Got it. You might enjoy the Stop Down Photography Podcast.
Never heard of that one either.
Would you like to listen?
No.
No problem. I also have a podcast called Photography Podcast by Shotkit. Do you want to hear it?
No.
No.
Okay. You can always ask for more photography podcast recommendations.
I never heard of any of those.
Okay.
But so, there's a million of them out there.
So obviously, we run in the wrong circles.
Yeah. Yeah, because we didn't know these other photographers.
I know. But anyway, but we're willing to learn.
Yes.
I think that'd be good. Okay, so I think we should wrap this up.
We should wrap it up, yep.
Wrap it up.
It's a Monday night.
It is a Monday night.
Monday night. What time is it? Yeah, it's 9:30.
What do you have left tonight? I actually got to edit a little bit tonight.
I don't know.
I have to edit. I have a headshot tomorrow morning at 9:00.
I have four houses for a builder tomorrow.
Oh.
Two of them in South Oklahoma City and Southeast Oklahoma City, and two of them in Choctaw.
So you get to go home, go to bed.
Yeah, but I probably won't. Not right away.
Not right away.
Yeah.
I would like to go to bed.
I'm going to lay in bed. I'll probably be on my phone. That's what I do.
It's what you do. Do you play any games on your phone?
Oh, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, what do you do on your phone?
Get on Facebook, get on Instagram.
Follow people.
TikTok. If I get on TikTok, it's dangerous. It's real dangerous.
Okay, I haven't.
As far as time.
I'm not on TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get on there. I can't.
It's a good thing. you can go for hours.
But I have been getting on Instagram Reels. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the TikToks are on Instagram Reels.
Right, right. A lot of them, because they're branded with TikTok.
And so is Facebook Stories. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. You can get stuck on some of them.
But it amazes me how quick 20 minutes can turn into 40.
How about 2 hours?
Yeah, no, I can't do that, dude. I can't do that. You know what I've been doing lately? Hang on. Let me grab my phone. Have you ever heard of Guru Shots?
Yes, absolutely. I'm on there, I think.
I think
you told me about it or something.
Did I?
Yeah, we're on there together.
We're on there together? Well, you need to hurry up so we can, like, make a team. Do you know if you get to, like, a certain point, you can make a team of people? Ron Lane told me about it, that you can, like, do teams and host your own stuff,
I think,
or whatever.
That's, yeah, we're all three on there together.
Are we?
Yeah, we're like...
like Twinkies?
We're both on here, so that's why it's quiet right now.
Yes, so...
Yeah, doesn't it have, like, those... it has a lot of stuff on here that you can do, like challenges and stuff.
Right, right. So right now I'm in one called People Outdoors, and I'm at the premier level, and I have another 278 to get to the next level, but I'm a champion.
I'm a rookie.
Oh, dude, you just probably hasn't been... You haven't
no,
been playing
I haven't been
it.
On here, no.
You haven't been playing
it. I got some old photos on here.
That's why. Naturally beautiful. The wonders of natural beauty. No, I ain't going to do that. I'm not a landscape photographer. My landscape
but
stuff
But I
sucks.
Have found, if you guys listening are interested, get on Guru Shots. It's actually, you get a lot of pats on the back. I mean, when you post something, you get a lot of responses.
You get a lot of attention.
It's way better. As far as responses and likes and stuff, it's way better than Facebook. But... Probably because it's more specific. I have two followers. Wow. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm if following I have. Seven.
Let me see if I have. I have. Oh, I'm following 22, and I have 17 followers.
Well,
let me see.
I have 17,000 GS points.
I have 33,000.
Oh, shut up.
But I've been playing longer because the only way you get better at this is to play longer.
If you want to play the game, you got to play the game. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, hang on. Let me go in here. Oh, here's Marty. Let me follow Marty. Remember Marty from Australia?
Oh, absolutely.
I love that guy. Yeah, oh, and awesome. Here's Dwayne.
I still follow him.
Let me hit Dwayne. Ron Lane, I'm following. I'm following Jim Felder.
Okay, how do you see that?
On your profile. Oh, if you click your profile on your bottom.
Following.
And then click that button and you'll see a list.
Yes.
So I have 74 photos online. 413 likes. It's just pretty interesting. It's definitely, if you're going to, if you need something to do and you're like me and TikTok isn't your thing.
Hey, that's a good idea.
You can go on there and look at some images and then, you know, cry yourself to sleep the way I do most of the nights.
It's funny how we said, let's wrap this thing up and another, what? We've gone another.
Well, here's the thing. The reason I wasn't worried about it is that, I pulled up the podcast before you got over here. Buzzsprout stats. Yes. We have one day until our membership renews. So we have 6 hours we could upload today.
Gosh. Let's just keep going, baby.
Just keep going. We're gonna rock you all the way to tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. No, we're not, because we both have to go to bed. And I got work to do anyway.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
We could go do the morning drive.
Well, you know what we should do? We should do one in the car on the way to Tulsa.
Yeah, and we'll use the Road Go 2.
Hey, why don't you bring the Road Go 2? Let's plug it into the DJ Osmo and mount it on the dash and just videotape. We'll have a great mic.
Well, I'm saying we could just both wear one of the transmitters.
Yes.
And not have to worry about
audio
to the camera. We'll just have the audio.
Right, and plug it into the camera.
Well, yes, we could do that, but it will still record without the,
because you have the backup
receiver. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, that'd be a cool thing. Just plug it into there. Does it have a mic in?
Or it does.
You have to use the USB-C though, right?
No.
Because on mine you do. I have an adapter.
Which I thought was odd. I need to look at the instructions again, because when I read it, it kind of threw me off, because the jack on the side I thought was for headphones, for monitoring. And it says you can use it to monitor your audio. And then it also lists it as an input jack for a wired microphone.
Really? There's a jack on the side, huh?
Yeah, and it's one jack. It does both. I don't see how that's possible.
Well, just the different rings. You know?
You think?
The ring for this and a ring for that.
Hmm.
Well, usually it's like left and right, but...
I'm doubtful.
I don't know.
Let's plug it up and find out.
Let's do it.
We'll try and figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you got...
What we always do when we go on these trips, we try, let's do this, and then it turns into this mega difficult...
Oh my God.
Task.
It does.
We always have to do everything the hard way.
That's what we do. We're old guys. We don't have any technology like the new guys do.
Hey, we've got a nice ass Rode.
Yeah, we do.
Podcaster.
Yes, and this new update was pretty awesome. So, except for, I got to say, we haven't played with all the settings.
Yeah.
I feel that the audio is a little muffled.
Well, you set everything to default too.
That's true.
And I think you're losing your hearing, actually.
I think I am, and plus I got cheap headphones on.
Yeah, but you put these on that I'm wearing, and you said it still sounded muffled.
That's true. That's true. It did sound muffled to me. All right.
You need to clean your ears out. Go to the doctor and see if you need to suck that shit out. Or you just have Terry do it. It's in chunks out of there.
Have you ever done that where they take the, what is it, the paper, and they do it in a cone, and they put it in your ear, and they light it on fire?
Never done that, no.
Well,
that, no, I know
it's,
it works.
It's a true thing, yes. And it's supposed to, like, create a small suction that pulls it out.
It's really weird. I don't know how the hell it does that.
I'm trying to figure out how many people have done that, like, trying to clean their ears out and burnt their hair.
Well,
I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, my God,
I would bet money that it's happened.
But oh, yeah.
I have had my ears... What do you call it? Flushed, if you will. I don't know what you call it.
What? Really?
Yeah. Where they have a tray, right? Have you never seen that?
No.
Oh, there's a ton of that crap on YouTube. Just
No, I don't want to see it.
It's really nasty. But
did your doctor do it?
Oh yeah. I went to emergency care. What do you call it? After hours care.
Yeah, after hours.
They put a little tray under your ear so they can catch the liquid, and they take something, and they pour it in. It's like a fluid. It's like water or something, some kind of saline or something. They pour it in there, and it just flushes it out, and just little chunks come out. It's nasty as hell. Yeah.
I wonder if they have any home kits for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they do, yes.
Because I really believe that I have some, I have a hearing impediment.
So whenever you go to the doctor, like when was the last time you had a physical or whatever?
Oh, God, dude, like all the time.
Okay, well, does she have never look in your ears?
Well, all the time. She never says like, oh, my God.
I always ask like, how they look. Oh, they're crystal clear. I mean, you know, clean, because you know, I clean my ears all the time. But
well, I mean, I do too, but and then... Isn't that kind of weird how sometimes you like clean the ears for like a week and everything is fine, and then one day, whoa!
I know, you pull out that orange shit.
Yeah, you're like, what the hell happened with that?
Here's a little side story. I know we gotta go, but when I was a kid, my mom, I don't know if you remember this, but I used to lay in my mom's lap, lay my head in her lap and just lay there and watch TV and stuff, and she'd like rub my hair and all that kind of stuff. Oh my God,
dude, I was the same way.
But she would grab a bobby pin and clean out my ears.
No,
she would. It just felt so damn good. It wouldn't be like she's not like rah, 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 you know, she's just barely getting in there and dragging out. She's like, she'd say, oh, there's some green beans. Oh, there's some carrots. Oh, there's some, you know, she'd say, I'm pulling this out. I'd say, no, you didn't. Oh yeah, there's some orange carrots right there. Just being funny. But yeah, she'd just clean out my ears with a bobby pin. You know, the side that's got the hoop, the other side.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm just like, I'm looking at you going, I hear the words, but the picture is just like.
Oh, it felt so good.
I'm just thinking, how dangerous is that? That yeah. You still have your hearing, that you didn't like jump during a TV show.
She didn't like jam it in there and go.
No, but you could have jumped. She could have accidentally stabbed it in there and like.
But she was very gentle.
Yes, but if you were to jump while it was in your ear. Oh,
well, I probably did. And she's like, oh, don't you do that. You're gonna hurt yourself. You know.
Of course, we still survived no seatbelts as a kid.
Yeah, I used and to
mom
stand
sticking
up.
The hand.
Yeah, I stood up. I stood in the seat, dude. And she put her hand out. She did that for years. Even when we had seatbelts. Well, I don't remember. But I remember her doing that. Even when I was a teenager, she put her hand out.
Stick her hand out. Like, that's going to do anything. Oh, God. Like, mom, don't worry about that. The airbags go off.
I used to lay in the floorboard in the back seat, you know, in the floorboard. Because there was five of us, you know, four of us most of the time because my older brother left. But, you know, we'd go to the movies or we'd be driving and I'd be at the floorboard listening to the floor, you know, the street or whatever, you know, listen to that. And I'd just go.
The road sounds.
Yeah. And I'd have I think I had my legs over the hump in the middle.
Yes.
Yes. You know, back in the day, there was a hump in the middle because the transmission went back in the back.
Yeah. Cause it was rear wheel drive.
Rear wheel drive. Yeah.
Which I'm not sure there's any, well, I mean, I guess a truck, maybe a pickup truck has got rear wheel drive, but I think most cars are front wheel drive.
Yeah. Well, there's some that are.
I mean, I'm sure there's some that four, like
these
big, 4x4s or stuff like that.
Well, no, that's the exotic cars.
The exotic cars.
Yeah, because they got the engine in the back.
The ones that we can't afford.
That's right. Yeah, Jaguars.
Not my Kia. Kia.
Oh, you know, Colleen Brown came over today, dropped off some paintings for me to shoot. Have you seen her car?
One more time.
Colleen Brown.
Yes.
Dropped off some paintings for me to photograph.
Good. I thought you said panties for you to photograph. And I thought, man, I am really losing my hearing.
Oh, no. It probably did sound like panties. No, she did not. No.
Yeah. And she has the new Kia Telluride.
Yes. That's a nice car. I mean, it's big as hell. I was comparing. We both opened our tailgates up and I was...
Oh no!
I was comparing the
how much space was in the tail. Is that what you were doing? I'm gonna once this goes live, I'm gonna send a message to Colleen. Listen to the last 5 minutes of the day's podcast.
Yeah.
But wow. Anyway. So she dropped off panties, and then you guys compared. You guys compared tail.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, this quickly descended into our regular podcast. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Yeah. So leave us some names in the comments of people you think would be great to have on the show to interview.
Not only that, but send in a list to twins at photofactspodcast.com. Send in a list of photographers that you follow that we may not know.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Who do you admire? Who do you follow?
And of those, of that list, which ones do you actually talk to fairly regularly or have talked to? And you know, that'd just be interesting though. You know, you may follow somebody, but you may not know them from Adam, but right. They don't know you. But how many of those that you do follow, not even
do you have a relationship with?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
I love that. So drop us a line to twins@photofactspodcast.com with your list of favorite photographers that you follow and the people that you network with.
Yeah.
Because we are looking for people to have
on the show. Yep.
I think that'd be great. All right.
If you've come this far, hey, we appreciate you.
If you've come this far, you have no life. Go back to flipping. Go back to flipping through TikTok.
Ooh, that's right. Very good.
All right, Jim. Well, good seeing you. Great catching up. And we will see you guys next time real soon.
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofactspodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube Photo Facts channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.